While this loads up, we're going to close some remarks. Raise your hand if this is your first Connections conference. Just going to do a comparison to, okay, fantastic. When we get to the closing remarks slides, they will come up and we can go through a few points. Okay, so the reason why I did that is I want to see how many people stay in right to the end. Because we put the ask people on day one. Day one seems like a very long time ago. Half of you put your hands up. And it still seems like half of you are still putting your hands up. So it's not just the people that have been coming to Connections for the last 7 years will hear until the very, very end. There's a few points I want to make, and I'm going to try and make them without the slides. The slides that helped, because it's still loading up. Although, annoyingly, there are some links in there that I want to show people. Right, points I wanted to make. Spreading best practice, okay, so a few points there. Those of you went to the Matt Caffrey's On Wargaming lecture in Safra, that book is available online. I had a link that I'll put up here where you can freely download it, and that is all about spreading best practice. Pax Sims website. Rex kindly put the Pax Sims website up there. It's our place for you guys to go and access information on Connections and lots and lots of material on gaming in general. So it's a really good treasure trove of information to go to. We also have the Wargaming Handbook, which General Mitch Mitchell mentioned earlier on, was not written by UK MOD, but was written by the Connections organisers on behalf, or for the MOD, because that's how it came about. And that is available online and has a link. Now, we did that 2 years ago. Now, when we did that 2 years ago, one of the team writing that book put a lot of things on hold to do that. And he put on hold a book that he was writing, which was a follow-up book called The Successful Professional Wargaming Practitioner's Guide. Now, he couldn't write it because he had an opportunity to write the Wargaming Handbook. So we went and wrote the Wargaming Handbook, which it says on the introductory front cover, it's an introductory guide. It's very good for those people that are new to wargaming to pick up that edition. But where would you go now to go and get a detailed practitioner's guide? Well, we now have that. It's coming out. John Curry's History of Wargaming Project is publishing a book which has been written by our very own Graham Longley Brown, but has also had a contribution from a number of other audience members in the community, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. Now, I'd like to pull up the front cover for that book because I think it's worth to see, because you're going to be able to, so you know what you're looking for when you go and find that for your information. Okay, recapping, so you don't lose the train of thought. Wargaming website, you will find all the presentations and audio that we have and the ones that will be emailed in. Matt Caffrey's book, freely downloadable link, that will be on the website. Pax Sims, mentioned earlier. Wargaming Handbook. However, 2 years, put on hold, we read the Wargaming Handbook, but it's only an introductory guide. So where was the practitioner's guide? There it is, okay? All right. More importantly, just look to those two people that have commented on the book. And more importantly, just look at some of the remarks that they have made, such as making the book a goldmine of insights from across the global wargaming community. That is where you can find a lot of information that's going to be available through John Curry's Wargaming Project. And I just want to show, we'll just give a hand of respect to Graham, who's been doing this effort over this time. He won't like me doing this, but we just going to applaud him for his efforts. Please, thank you. So there you have it. Introductory guide, practitioner's guide, and yes, feedback on those and how to improve them, welcome. Right. We've started at the start of the conference on day one that this entire conference is designed for you, by you. Survey feedback. Really, really important. That is what designs these conferences. This year, complicated conference, lots of deep dives because you wanted it, parallel streams, etc. Therefore, last point. Please complete our survey. This will be out next week. Everyone just give us an email address. You'll get a link for that. Please, please, please complete this feedback. Give us your feedback. What worked well? What didn't work so well? What topics would you like to see next year? Etc., etc. This is your opportunity. We go through this survey in incredible detail. We get about a 70% response rate. Please let us maintain that response rate because you guys, you feed into us. We can put on a conference that you want to come to and we get the right kind of topics. Right. Next point, way ahead. This is Rex Bryan's slide, by the way. You can kind of tell this because if you look at you look at Connections North, national symbol for Canada, anyone? The beaver. So all the other icons just put on there just to kind of show where the Connections conferences are. So looking ahead, dates for your diaries, other Connections conferences. We have Connections Netherlands, 28th of October. We have Connections Australia, 27th to the 29th of November. We have Connections France, also Serious Games Network, 27th of January. We have then Connections North, which would be the 15th of February. But then we move into Connections US. So you might want to go for travel holiday plans here. This is your map and scheme of how you can go around the world. Connections US will be in first week of August at US Marine Corps. And then we come back around again to Connections UK. Well, this slide will be up, the dates will be up, but that's where we are. Right, I think that is all I wanted to say before thank you and safe travels, except there is one thing. We always box and cocks the closing remarks. I've gone first. The person who will be now coming up to stage for the last time for Connections UK, but to say the final closing remarks, Phil Sabin, please can come up to the stage and say your final remarks. But thank you, everybody. Please don't forget to complete the survey.